KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, it's Major League Baseball opening day. There are no more practice runs for Mickey Callaway. Opening day arrives now for the rookie manager, the New York Mets, and he'll face off against the St. Louis Cardinals this afternoon, his heart probably pounding a mile a minute. By the time Noah Syndergaard fires his first 100-mile-an-hour fastball this afternoon against the St. Louis Cardinals. You can hear that game live this afternoon here on KJAN. Cards and the Mets will have it for you live from New York. 11:15 this morning will be your pregame, 12:10 this afternoon. First pitch as the Cards get set to open up the 2018 season. A full slate of games today in the National League with just one exception. The Chicago Cubs open up in Miami this morning. The first pitch gets underway at 11:40 today. Other afternoon games include Milwaukee at San Diego, Philadelphia at Atlanta. Then tonight at San Francisco at the Dodgers, Colorado plays at Arizona. The first rainout of the year is in Cincinnati, where the Reds were supposed to host the Washington Nationals today, but that's already been postponed because of the expectation of bad weather today. In the American League, the Royals and the White Sox are both out to prove prognosticators wrong as they meet for a three-game series beginning today at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas City has some fresh faces after several core pieces hit free agency, while Chicago is trying to push ahead with a rebuilding job that's several years in the making. 3:15. First pitch in Kansas City today between the Sox and the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League this afternoon, Minnesota is at Baltimore. Houston is at Texas. The Yankees are in Toronto. Boston plays at Tampa Bay while the Angels are in Oakland. Tonight, Cleveland is at Seattle. One interleague matchup this afternoon has the Pirates on the road at Detroit. Royals catcher Salvador Perez will miss up to 6 weeks after spraining the MCL in his left knee. Perez was injured at home as he missed a step while carrying a suitcase up a flight of stairs. The five-time All-Star heard a pop and immediately called Royals trainer Nick Kenny, who advised Perez to ice the knee and come in for an MRI exam on Wednesday. No surgery is required and recovery can be as little as 4 weeks. Tampa Bay pitcher Nathan Eovaldi has loose bodies in his pitching elbow, and he'll undergo arthroscopic surgery. The 28-year-old right-hander was expected to be part of the Rays rotation after recovering from Tommy John surgery. He's been placed on the 10-day disabled list ahead of the opener against Boston. Well, Duke freshman Marvin Bagley III and Michigan State guard Miles Bridges are among the latest premier college basketball players to say they're leaving school early to enter the NBA draft. Bagley says on his verified Twitter account that he learned a lot this year on and off the court. He did not say in the post if he would hire an agent, but he is expected to be a high lottery pick. The AP All-American and ACC Player and Rookie of the Year led the conference in scoring and rebounding, averaging over 21 points and 11 rebounds for the Blue Devils. Bridges is skipping his final two seasons of eligibility and entering the NBA draft. Bridges weighed the idea of going pro last year, but decided to stay in school, and he helped the Spartans become a national title contender. The 6'7" guard was named a second-team All-American by the Associated Press this month, averaging over 17 points, 7 rebounds, and nearly 3 assists per game. Texas junior guard Eric Davis Jr. and DePaul junior guard Max Strus are also entering the NBA draft. Davis averaged 8.8 points in 26 games this season, missing the Longhorns' final 6 games following allegations in a Yahoo Sports report that he took money from an agent representative. Strus averaged a team-leading 16.8 points and hit 81 three-pointers. Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl has received a vote of confidence from the Tigers' new athletic director. Alan Green told a local radio station in Birmingham that it's absolutely his intention to stand by Pearl, barring further developments from the FBI or the NCAA. Auburn hired a Birmingham law firm to conduct a review of Pearl's program after last September's arrest of then-associate head coach Chuck Person on federal corruption charges. Oklahoma State coach Mike Boynton has agreed to a 2-year extension that puts him under contract through the spring of 2024. That deal is pending Board of Regents approval. Boynton's Cowboys were picked to finish last in the Big 12, but they won 21 games, tied for 6th in the conference, and won 2 games in the NIT. UNC Greensboro has extended men's basketball coach Wes Miller's contract through the 2028-29 season after he led the Spartans to their first NCAA tournament since 2001. Tavares Hardy has been hired as the new men's basketball coach at Loyola University, Maryland. The 38-year-old Hardy has served on coaching staffs in the Big Ten, the Big East, and the ACC over the past 12 seasons. On the court last night in the CIT semifinals, that tournament winds down now as they get ready for the championships. It'll be Illinois-Chicago facing Northern Colorado. Last night, Illinois-Chicago defeated Liberty 67-51, while Northern Colorado beat Sam Houston State 99-80 to advance to the championship of that postseason men's basketball tournament. The CBI tournament will go to the, well, it'll go the distance. The championship is a best 2 out of 3 tournament, and North Texas won last night over San Francisco 69-55. That ties that series at one game apiece. They'll play one more game Friday night to determine the championship of that postseason tourney. Well, Joel Lanning says he'll play wherever he's asked if it helps him make an NFL roster. After moving to middle linebacker as a senior, Lanning was asked by an Oakland Raiders scout to work out at fullback during Iowa State's Pro Day.
Because at the East-West game, you know, he was asking me if I was going to play fullback or if I was willing to play fullback. And, I mean, that's the main team that I've heard of. You know, otherwise everyone else has kind of been a linebacker position. So, yeah, really they're like the only ones that have mentioned anything about that.
Lanning says he plans to stay around Ames leading up to the draft.
From what my agents tell me is just kind of teams are interested in working me out privately and, you know, go from there. Who knows, you know, what positions or anything like that. Hopefully linebacker, but, I mean, like, if the Raiders want me as a fullback, you know, I'm definitely down to do whatever and help a team out.
Lanning says his versatility has helped him find a team willing to give him a shot.
Because I'm kind of unique in a way, you know, I can help him in a lot of different ways. But, you know, it's just like I said, it's just finding that one team that wants you in that one position and, you know, going from there. So I just got to work on everything, you know, do some fullback stuff, running back, catching routes, and then, you know, obviously keep my feet right for linebacking and stuff like that.
A little further east, Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley is focused on the offensive line as the Panthers open spring drills. UNI is coming off an 8-5 season that saw them advance to the second round of the FCS playoffs.
Offensively, we will work hard within our offensive line group. If I have one thing that I will focus on or try to emphasize will be our offensive line play. Thus, we have the new offensive line coach in Ryan Clanton. So there'll be a great emphasis put on offensive line play.
Farley has not ruled out adding an offensive lineman through the transfer route. Jacob Appleman has decided to skip his senior season to enter nursing school. Farley says another key will be a group of young receivers to replace Doris Fountain.
I think Isaiah Weston, Jalen Rima, and Jalen James, as well as Aaron Graham, I think all four of those could have breakout seasons. They need to have breakout seasons for us to be what we need to be. So they need to go to another level. They can't remain in the redshirt sophomore mode. They have to go to senior mode a year before they're there.
UNI's spring game is set for April 27th. In NFL news, the Raiders are another step closer to leaving Oakland again. The Las Vegas Stadium Authority has signed the final documents necessary to build the future home of the Raiders. Raiders president Mark Bedane and Authority Chairman Steve Hill have signed the lease and development agreements in Las Vegas for the $1.8 billion, 65,000-seat stadium that will also serve as the home to the UNLV Rebels. The move comes a day after NFL owners voted 31-1 to approve the stadium plans and financing, including a $200 million loan from the league. Elsewhere around the league, Benjamin Watson's agent says the veteran tight end has agreed to return to the Saints. Watson posted career highs of 74 catches and 825 yards receiving with the Saints in 2015, the third and final year of his prior stint in New Orleans. Cornerback Justin Coleman is staying with the Seahawks after signing his restricted free agent tender with the club. He became Seattle's primary nickel corner last season and finished with 35 tackles, 9 passes defended, and 2 interceptions that were returned for touchdowns. The Browns have traded former starting quarterback Cody Kessler to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Cleveland will get back a conditional 7th-round pick in 2019 for Kessler, who started 8 games as a rookie in 2016 but has been sliding down Cleveland's depth chart. Kessler sat behind rookie DeShone Kizer and Kevin Hogan last season. The Browns are expected to use the number 1 overall draft pick in this year's draft on a quarterback. The Arizona Cardinals have gone across the Atlantic to sign defensive lineman Mubarak Dejeri. The 6'3", 275-pound Togo native played the last 2 seasons in the German Football League. The NFL's new rule outlawing a player from lowering his head to initially make any sort of a hit with his helmet likely will be included in replay reviews for officials. Though nothing has been finalized, Commissioner Roger Goodell and Competition Committee Chairman Rich McKay made it clear that video reviews probably will be part of that process. Former University of Nebraska and Oakland Raiders quarterback David Hum has died at the age of 65. Hum was a starter for 3 seasons at Nebraska and was a backup on Super Bowl-winning teams in the 1976 and 83 seasons, playing 95 games over 10 seasons with the Raiders, Buffalo Bills, and the Baltimore Colts. Hum had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1988 and was in a wheelchair for more than 20 years. And former Iowa State NCAA champion Chris Bono has been named the new wrestling coach at Wisconsin. Bono spent the last six seasons as head coach at South Dakota State, and this season coached the school's first individual national champion while leading the Jackrabbits to a 12th place showing at the NCAA championships. That's their best finish ever.
You know, just since I've taken the job, the fans have reached out. Unbelievable amount of support within the community around the state of Wisconsin. It is truly a sleeping giant, and, you know, with just everything about the university and, you know, again, the conference and the support that's going to be there, it's going to be unbelievable.
Bono believes Wisconsin is a sleeping giant in the sport and wants to build the Badger program into a national champion. He replaces former Iowa standout Barry Davis, who retired after 25 years leading the Badgers. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.